Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's the truth. This guy is the leader in this area, and we're fortunate to have him on gas prices, the implications, what's truth, what's fiction, where we're headed, what's happened so far. Patrick DeHaan is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Found him on Twitter, at GasBuddyGuy. Okay, thank you, sir. For folks who think, because of what's happened Saturday, and maybe because of the Iranian response in the last 90 minutes, that we're headed to major issues with gas prices across the country, you say what to those folks?
No, have a bucket of cold water and pour it on your head and, you know, cool off a bit. Energy markets, to your point here, you know, they did spike a little bit Sunday night in electronic trading. Oil prices did jump 4%. But if you blink, you probably wouldn't understand what the heck's going on, because oil prices that had jumped 4% last night are now down 7.5% at this moment. We're back down to $68 a barrel. A lot of the market now, well, first of all, the Strait of Hormuz has never been closed before. So Iran was saber-rattling, you know, to infinity, because they know that by doing so, it would drum up oil prices. But now Iran has also retaliated, launching missiles at a U.S. airbase in Qatar. And so that, I think, by many, including myself, is seen as kind of the closing response here. Iran did not have many options. And now with them launching missiles, which have not, thankfully, harmed any U.S. troops and caused minimal damage, that may be the response that Iran has. And oil prices tanking because they believe, the oil market largely believes, that this is kind of Iran's response. And so what could have been a big issue are now oil prices plummeting.
Let's just add to the Iranian part of it, too, on the response. Multiple journalists are reporting that Iran made sure that the U.S. forces knew ahead that the missiles were coming to Qatar. So this could be very similar to their response to the killing of Soleimani. And we don't know yet, but I don't fault a lot of people for saying, okay, is this the same playbook? And so it was so important that you laid it out, because I think people will be stunned, a lot of them, who are the doom and gloom folks, when they hear you talking about the drop, saying, oh, my God, I was ready to store up gas, and we were headed to $6. People just panic in this area so quickly, as opposed to going to somebody like you who knows this so well.
Well, and a lot of this, too, is maybe a bit of petroleum markets analysis, but a lot of this, too, is looking at Iran from a military standpoint and knowing what they're capable and not capable of, right? Because the U.S. has attacked them. Iran, as Israel has demonstrated, Iran has very few options. Iran saw their air defenses decimated by Israel. They saw our B-2 bombers fly in, and by the way, no losses there. Iran does not have many options. They have to appear strong, and they're appearing strong through strength and launching missiles. But to your point, they cannot risk a miscalculation because they know their hand is very weak. So to your point, Iran almost essentially has to alert the United States, because if there's one miscalculation here, Iran does not want to draw the further ire of the United States. And that's why oil markets are reacting the way they are, because Iran doesn't have a whole lot of options. And now that they've responded, this is maybe oil prices last night in electronic trading hit $78 a barrel. We're now $10 a barrel below that. Mm. the market is signaling that it believes that this may be kind of the closing innings of this situation.
Here's another point on the straight arrow moves. It would hurt them too, right?
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people thought, oh my God, that's going to be it. First of all, will it actually happen, as you've laid out very astutely? But considering the position they're in right now, the squeeze they're facing, do they also want to hurt themselves financially? And it seems to me and other people I trust, the answer is no.
Yeah, and to your point, by the way, a lot of folks vastly oversimplifying something. This is not just a door, right, that can be closed. We're talking about 55 kilometers of military assets. And Iran could make things interesting by launching an aircraft carrier or attacks on vessels. But there's not an easy way for them to completely blockade the strait. And to your point, not only would Iran potentially, you know, inflict a self-wound on itself here by trying to totally blockade this, but guess who uses the Strait of Hormuz? Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, the UAE. Many of their neighbors would not want this.
Patrick Gahan is with us. He is the definitive man in this area, Gas Buddy Guy. Follow him. The President of the United States at 9:35 Eastern Time said this: everyone, keep oil prices down. I'm watching. You're playing right in the hands of the enemy. Don't do it. I saw your retweet, but go ahead and explain your reaction to this.
It's probably like me retweeting when there's a major refinery goes down. Say if a refinery in Minnesota went down, that would be the equivalent of me saying, hey, guys, don't fill up. Right. Nobody's going to. Here's the thing about oil markets, right, is not a single entity controls oil markets. And the president is acting like OPEC is just going to be like, all right, turn all the light switches back on. Let's go. It's not like that. They're producing oil every day. The U.S. doesn't have any spare capacity that can just turn on. Oil producers respond not to a president or politician. They respond to market dynamics. And with oil prices falling today, it's like asking your boss, hey, can you work overtime? Oh, you're going to pay me less? No, thanks. nobody's going to be excited about that. So, you know, the president's a little bit misguided there. You don't just turn it on and off oil production. It's either on or it's off. And so there's really not any way for the president to you know, exert this pressure. Oil producers aren't going to budge.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
On Twitter, earlier in the day where it stood, you had listed where gas prices and diesel prices were up. Obviously, this can change considering what you've laid out so far. I think Minnesota was like, in one area was like fifth or sixth, another area was a little bit higher. Why were certain states higher with gas prices and diesel prices over the last few days?
Well, there's a lot of different behaviors for gas prices. My job is kind of studying some of those behaviors. Minnesota tends to engage in more of a cyclical pattern where gas prices trend lower, then they have a huge spike up, and then for 7 to 10 days they slowly decline, then they spike back up. That pattern repeats itself every 7 to 14 days. And partially because of the Middle East action sending oil up, It led to another one of these cycles happening a few days earlier than it normally would have. But if you look at the data, you know, you don't know that prices in Minnesota engage in the cycling, and you're saying, well, your price is cycled. They're up 10 cents in the last week. Why are some states not up at all? Because pricing behaviors can vary state to state. And so, you know, a lot of consumers just look at it very flat and say, oh, these comparisons are all apples to apples. But not every state engages in those behaviors. So it's kind of comparing apples to, you know, maybe a subset, a Granny Smith type of apple, a little bit different.
What's your go-to apple?
You know, I do like Granny Smith. I do like green apples. So I suppose that. I mean, you know, maybe not quite apple time just yet. But
yeah.
Speaking of gas prices, they are up 10 cents a gallon in Minnesota. The good news is with oil down 7.5% today, I think by later this week we could start to see some relief. The interesting thing here is, by the way, Minnesota diesel prices, $3.40 a gallon a week and a half ago, $3.70 a gallon today. So diesel's taking it on the chin. The good news is there could be some relief coming for diesel as well. I'm looking at the wholesale price of diesel this afternoon, down about 16 cents a gallon. So if you're in a rush to fill up, I say bite the bullet, wait a few days, because we may start to see decreases.
Excellent as always. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Patrick DeHaan bringing it, as he always does. Although the green apple. Mm. I'm not a green apple guy, are you?
Time and a place. Would never be my first
when
choice.
When I'm on an island by myself with no food?
No, come on. It's better than that, Neil.
Wilson!
No, Wilson! I would take the green apple.
Bring the green apple back.
I mean, 12 out of 10 times over a Red Delicious or something like that. I mean, come on.
Suck it up, Buttercup. The honey is the honey.
The Honey Crisp?
The honey. I'm close with it. I call it the honey.
Okay. Hey, okay. Give me a honey over here.
He nails it again. Like, people just panic. I saw it over $8 gas prices. He's pointing out how much it's dropped during the day. And when Trump's acting like he can control it, no, we can't. Okay. I'm going to react to Donald Trump and just give another example why I just have such a major problem with his character. Then I'm going to tell you, while Donald Trump is correct and the lefties are frauds. So plenty more on this particular issue, the dominant issue on the planet today. We've been talking about a lot, but we also had overrated, underrated, properly rated. And we're going to have Chip Scoggins at 205 right here on the home of the Twins. They be sinking. WCCO.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.